must say that in his own country in Mexico, this is, well, he is the king of the country down there.
Wow.
I must say.
What do you think of my intro?
That was your intro?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. I don't know that was an intro. Now I know.
What do you think about it? What's your
instinct? Oh, I see. Right. Sorry, I
left, think, left, oh, left.
I think I'm a little higher now, so my responses are normal. Man.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good thing, right?
Whoa, who's that? Who is that?
Hey, man, respect.
That's not... Yeah, so...
Which way to go left?
So go left here. You have to go on the left lane.
Yeah.
What kind of car are you driving, bro? What kind of car is this?
It's Rogue 2013. It's a very sexy man vehicle.
It seems very economic.
Like, yeah, it's made for dads. You know, if you want to take kids around, it's the perfect dad vehicle.
It's made for dads?
But the sad thing is you always see women driving it, so...
Damn, so it's not really manly?
No, not really.
Dude, it's maybe you should put some rims on it.
Okay, make it even more trashy, man.
What's so wrong about that?
Are you recording now?
Yeah, bro. We're sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Damn, you didn't know?
Nah.
Well,
no,
everybody,
I do not know.
This right. is the Apochtli podcast. We're on our way to watch Us in theaters.
I don't even know if we're going to make it in time, bro, but we'll see.
We'll see. Well, if not, you know, it's all right. It's
yeah.
Cool. We tried. We tried to support black actors. What? So, I've never heard anything about Us besides it's from Jordan Peele. So what's it about? Like, what's the premise as far as what you've heard about it?
So I'm trying to stay in the shadow as much as possible when it comes to, you know, any type of you're really excited about. But from what I get from watching or hearing about from other people is that there is, like, mimics or copies of the same people in the same, like, universe. And somehow it looks like they get kidnapped. That's all I really know. But that's enough interest. You know, if you've seen the last film from Jordan Peele.
What was his last film?
It was called Get Out. And it was pretty good. It was definitely a unique feel to it for what it was trying to bring across. Because it was kind of playing on satire. At the same time, you know, racial tensions are apparent in the film.
Yeah.
And it definitely goes down that, like... It's pretty unexpected, but it keeps you kind of on the edge of the seat, like knowing what's going to happen next and the mystery of the plot, because you know there's something up, obviously.
Right.
But that's what makes it pretty exciting about the new one coming out, especially the plot is so different, and I'm hearing it's more of a traditional war movie, which is a good thing. Oh, shit, man. We have a popo next to us. Copy that.
Yeah, well, you're white, so it shouldn't really matter.
Oh, we're good to go, then. I got that on my side.
Yeah.
I don't got good music, but I got the whiteness.
That's what's up, bro.
Yeah.
Well, so this one is a trilogy, like it's a sequel to it, or
no? It's a new film. It's
okay.
A new property.
So he's been doing pretty good. Like, is he the director, producer, kind of both?
He's the director. If I'm not, he's probably a producer because it's his movie. Writer, I'm pretty sure he's the writer. He's also doing Twilight Zone, the recreation of it. So he's the narrator of that. I'm not sure whatever. He might just be a producer and the narrator, but he's doing a lot of different projects, especially in the horror realm. So that's cool.
That's so crazy. I couldn't see him doing, like, horror movies.
Yeah,
like,
we see a guy who was a comedian.
Wasn't he in Mad TV?
I think so. There was a movie I watched recently about a cat. I don't remember what it's called. I know there's a special
Cat in the Hat?
No, about them. Him and his friend. I don't know what his name is. The other guy who they always star together, maybe on the Mad TV or what.
Yeah.
The Met TV channel. But
it's another black guy? Or
yeah, no? He's the bald-headed one. And they did a show or a movie about a cat and them trying to find the cat. And right after that, Jordan Peele started directing this movie. So I was like, holy cow, don't expect a comedian just to be out there directing a decent horror movie. So pretty impressive. And people are now getting excited
about it. And
people
actually like it, right? Like,
yeah, it's highly rated on Rotten Tomatoes. I think they're at least up in the 80s for both films.
Dang.
I could be wrong, no quote there.
And it's not just because he's black. People are, like, supporting him.
Well,
these are actually good films.
To be honest with you, they're good films, but it does play on racism a little bit, you know, with the white versus black power. So I feel like that does kind of get to the appeal of, like, that, like, the racial type of films.
Right.
But at the same time, it does do something original with what he's trying to do, and he turns the film into something... I wouldn't say it's my favorite horror movie. I enjoyed it.
Right.
But I can see why people can see the movie as something special in the last couple of years.
Especially since it's one of his first films. Like, I can see that.
Yeah, like, for me, horror films, I love when they're... And this film's pretty psychological, but when it's more psychological, or when films do that, that's where it, like, really hits
me. I know. I love these kind of movies. Like, like thrillers, you know, like sci-fi thrillers or what? Those are my favorite type of movies, like apocalyptic movies or like mind thrillers, psychological thrillers, butterfly effect type shit, you know?
Yeah.
I'm guessing it's kind
of
like that.
I can think
that.
Of something like Arrival, which was a science fiction film.
You remember that other one movie that has like the... Oh, Donnie Darko or something?
Oh, yeah, that film was great.
I love that movie, too.
Jake Gyllenhaal. It wasn't his prime, but it's what started him getting him in his prime. But, yeah, he was really good in that. And just... It's kind of central into, like, the location of everything. I like when horror movies or movies in general just try to keep it sometimes in a central location, but there's so much focus around that environment.
Right.
Instead of branching out to so much different things and then kind of just kind of focus on the characters and on that environment. And I think Donnie Darko did a great job with that, especially with all the metaphors throughout the film. And
I kind of want to watch it again.
That creepy bunny, too. Oh, my jeez. All the time we have whatever it is.
Yeah.
His like visions or hallucinations.
So I'm excited. I hope this movie's kind of half decent. How about them Jazz though?
Oh man, them Jazz.
Them Jazz.
It's a repeat of last year. We really got the same thing we saw last year at the Jazz. We played the Rockets again and lost in the same amount of games. We won the games differently, I guess, but other than that.
Were the Jazz better than this? They should have been better this year, right?
They should have been. They were predicted to be like the top three seed.
Oh, but they didn't get any better. Like, they didn't sign anyone new.
We got the same exact
roster.
We got two more extra wins, I believe. We had 48 wins last year, 50 wins this year. So we got a couple more wins under our belt. But besides that, the same team. They got Kyle Korver in the trade.
That was such a dumb trade, I thought. Like,
it was good like for the season, but for like a playoff, like in the series, he wasn't there at all.
No, you know what it was good for? It was good for selling tickets.
I think
it was for our white crowd.
But that's probably pretty smart, too.
Yeah.
Like, to get Kyle Korver coming back and being a part of the team, the organization that everyone loved watching. I mean, he was fun. I remember when he first came in, the first game he played in was in Utah, and he came out and he just hit, like, a screen three and made it. I was like, damn, that's what we missed. But then in the playoff series, at least from what I was watching, he wasn't that much of an impact. He didn't play many minutes either. So.
Kyle Korver, Ashton Kutcher-looking-ass motherfucker. He always looked like Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah.
So you want to turn right here somewhere.
Yeah.
At some point.
Is that guy, like, in that lane? I don't know what lane means. I think we're good.
Yeah, I think we're good. You can probably still go.
We have
the
turn here. Don't, I don't know.
No, you can still go.
I've been here before. I should know this.
Yeah. But we can turn here.
I know.
Here.
They used to have... Oh, no.
Yeah, there used to be one across the street.
You know, it's funny. I was thinking of another location. I was thinking where we were at some other place for some reason.
Damn.
Like the AMC Theater on Redwood. That's why I said Redwood earlier.
We're on Redwood right now.
No, this is 5400 South.
Yeah, but Redwood's right the next line.
Oh, you're right.
Over.
So they're both on Redwood. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I thought there was another theater across the
street.
They
have an AMC that's farther down, like by like the Jordan Commons and all that.
Oh, yeah. Is it any better?
It's more, the popcorn is super expensive. Like, their concessions are shit.
Dude, I think Wing Nuts is a stupid name for
a... Should we go get some wings, man?
For a wing place.
Are you down?
You want wings?
Yeah, let's get wings.
Not from Wing Nuts.
Oh, because they're so fucking small.
They're just, I don't know. Do you like...
I tried their new, their atomic, their hottest sauce. I tried it.
Yeah.
I was like, I had to try it just for fun.
There's another, a fast food wing
stop. And surprisingly, it was not, like, it's hot, like, if you eat, like, four or five of them.
Yeah.
But that's... And then it sticks in your mouth and lingers. But other than that, like, their hottest is hot sauce is not the hottest.
Damn, but you're a hot enthusiast?
I would say...
A hot food enthusiast?
Sort of. Not to the point of, like, extremes. Like,
yeah.
I like my food spicy, and I like having it... I want to try hot, spicier sauces.
Remember the IT guy, Brian...
Yeah. That's my always murder experience. I'm gonna go to the bathroom and then just washing my hands and touching just down that area. It was burning like shit. I was like, come on. I was like, it was just one drop. Do you remember?
Yeah, I know. Dude, one time I was with my homie AR.
Why did I turn here?
We went to. There's a place
on
Redwood.
I have to be honest. I feel like we went around this whole building.
We did? No.
Because we turned.
Yeah.
All right. Where's another wing place? Because I'm doing keto right now, so I'm just...
Oh, you're trying to get some wings? So go right?
Yeah, because wings are the best thing on the
keto. Well, this is left, but... All right. I think there's another wing spot over here.
The ketogenic diet, man.
Damn, you should try the seafood diet.
See, what's that? What's a seafood diet?
You seafood and you eat it.
Oh! Cracking the good ones up in here.
I know you didn't. Haven't heard of that before. Let's go About Time.
We shouldn't. Yeah. Oh, About Time? What is that? Is that just
a bar? It's a bar with a lot of people. Want to hang out around some people? They have wings.
Well, since he said the word,
we'd probably spend the same amount there as we are at. We would at watching Jordan Peele.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
Do you want to try or what?
Nah, man, we're gonna miss. Like, well,
we're possibly, 10:05.
I know, and the trailers are 15 minutes. We would make it, but
I know. Yeah, so I it's know. Up to you.
I'd rather. I'm more in a talking mood than a seeing mood.
That's true. All right. Well, let's get at least to 15 minutes, and let's go to the other wing place so you can check it out.
Okay.
First. And then we'll come back.
We can make our decisions wisely.
So we can at least have a 15-minute podcast, you know?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
All right. What else should we talk about? What were we talking about? The Jazz.
Yeah, the Jizz. Okay. The Utah Jizz.
All right, man. Got to still support your
team. Hey, so do you think it's Dante Exum's fault that we go straight?
No. That's you can't make excuses like that for any team. You can't be if we had won. Unless the player is of course, superstar.
Well, do you think he could have made a difference at all?
He could have made a difference.
Like, did you watch him at all this year?
Let me just say it like this. He could have made a difference maybe to deciding us winning an extra game.
That's it.
So two games, we would have won two games. Even though we should have won the one before the one we won, if that makes sense. But other than that, you can't rely on. We still had what's his name? O'Neal, I think.
O'Neal?
Yeah, I think it's O'Neal.
Bryce O'Neal or whatever?
No, Royce O'Neal. Yeah, it's O'Neal. Yeah. Royce O'Neal was playing hard, and he's pretty. I would say he's a great defender. He's pretty comparable if we had Dante Exum. Dante Exum is longer, so we would have the length. Yeah. But you can't just be one guy would have won us. You still need to score points, and they're only scoring points. And Donovan Mitchell is shooting an absurd amount of shots.
Well,
his percentage.
Dante Exum is half black. I think he could have made a difference, dude.
No, but Dante Exum, if you remember, he was a part of the. And you probably don't know this. He was a part of the trade talks.
Okay, I didn't know this.
For getting Mike Conley.
Oh,
the Grizzlies. It was
dude, that would have been so good. In hindsight, but I heard that back then, and I was that's so stupid.
Yeah, in hindsight, because he got injured again.
Yeah,
but that's what. Oh, Verges.
Do you like that place?
No, is that what you're talking about for the wing place?
All right. There's another place.
Okay, but yeah, what I was saying on that is, in hindsight, like you said, if we knew Dante was going to get injured, let's trade him. Let's get Mike Conley. That's a second score. That would probably make the series very competitive if we had Mike Conley, right? I would assume so.
Yeah.
But the Jazz played it safe. They're we'll stick with our own guys, and it failed. So that's where we're at. I doubt Ricky Rubio will be back next year. I don't see why he would be back on the team.
Well, contract expires?
Yes, his contract expires. The Jazz definitely need to get someone, especially a scorer, someone power forward. I feel a lot of people want the Jazz to go towards.
So when's Favors' contract expiring? Because I like him, but I don't think he's a game changer.
I also want to keep Favors. I love Favors. Yeah. But I feel he'd work better in the backup center role or the.
Okay, so you want to have him as an overpaid six man?
Yeah,
because he's getting paid a superstar.
I don't think so. You just send a 2-year contract with the Jazz.
Isn't it a max contract?
No, it's not a max contract. It's just a year or two. No, he's getting. His contract's decent, and he's a good player. He was only one who was. I don't know about the series in general. I know
he's just consistent, right?
He's pretty consistent. He's one of our most consistent players, and that's what you need. And he's a hard worker, and he sweats a lot.
Yeah, that's important.
He's
the sweat factor.
He's working his ass off. You know that.
He's like Asa.
I see
Jay. You remember Asa?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
he
sweats
so much.
Yeah. That's not his fault, though. Sweat glands, man.
I know, but I mean, he has the same thing.
Maybe he does. Me and my wife were talking about it the other day a little bit. But
about having sweat glands?
My brother-in-law has.
Dude, I sweat a lot.
That.
But I'm Tarumara, so I think that's part of it. Mm. Oh, shit. Let's go over there, Chick-fil-A. Dude, what's going on there? No, the wing spot is next to it, I think.
We got some good stuff for this podcast, man. We got some cops going on over
here. Hey, remember that one?
Dude, go ahead.
Do you remember that one movie where it was he was a vigilante and then he would go watch, I forgot what it's called, but he would be an amateur and then anytime there was a crime, he would go there and be the first guy to record it?
Oh, yeah, it's Nightcrawler with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite movies. That movie, I know, is it fucking is. Fantastic.
I love that movie, dude.
Like, the way that they do the character study, like, he does the performance of, like, how a psychotic, you know, sociopath works. It was perfection.
Holy
I don't know if I've ever seen it done so well in a movie.
What happened, though?
You know, maybe...
Is this the Chick-fil-A you were at earlier?
Yeah, let's just... We're nosy motherfuckers.
Damn.
Gotta get some good
hey,
stuff.
So let's explain this for our people who don't have a visual scene. Okay, how would you explain this?
So I'll explain, we're at Chick-fil-A, and there's a total of 3 cop cruisers parked next to a van. There's 2 on the left side, 1 on the right side, behind and in front of them, of a white work van.
And they all have, and the work van's going behind the drive-thru. So it's not going to, like it's oh, going through the drive-thru?
I didn't mean that. It's, I didn't notice that. No, I should notice that.
So it's like it came the other way. So it didn't actually go through the drive-thru. It came the other way. And these cops, they all have body suits. And they all have assault rifles.
Now the manager of Chick-fil-A looks like he's coming out to explain. Maybe he knows some details.
It looks like he's had a rough day.
he's like, man, this day sucks.
Yeah, so I was just here at the drive-thru.
And this guy just, like, threw a pound of weed in here.
And then his wife threw fries at him.
And then they just left.
Oh, shit, imagine.
And then he came back in reverse and parked at her window and just said, fuck it, left.
And then left, walked away.
Could you imagine? They just, like, left the van, just walked away.
That's such a sketchy van, too.
Okay, there's only a few scenarios. You know, it could be drug-related, it could be... You know, in this country, you know, shooting really, I don't know.
Yeah.
I doubt it's that, obviously, but...
Wow. Well, we should get away, because
I'm... Maybe there's a bomb?
Because you're white, but I'm Mexican, so...
And us watching.
Yeah.
You might look a little Middle Eastern.
Yeah, oh, shit. All right. Let's go to, let's go to find that wing spot that I was telling you about. But yeah, what were you talking about?
Yeah, now on the Middle Eastern comment.
Yeah.
Just because, like, in general, like, when cops look at people of that...
Dude, and they drove this way once we,
Of that...
Once we started driving
ethnicity,
away.
Then they, like, are always suspicious, I guess. Yeah. That's just a cliche.
Well, that's crazy. They're all leaving now. But, as soon as we, like, started driving away, yeah, they started leaving, too. Well, who knows what happened?
Wait.
See, maybe it was a robbery, but...
Maybe it was probably nothing important.
They're like, trust me... And then maybe they just came to get extras. Like, they were going to throw away a bunch of food. And they were like, we support our officers. Come right now. And they gave them all their leftover food. Nah, that's unlikely.
And watch cops will start following us. Like, why are these guys going in circles in the parking lot?
Man, this is a free country.
We can drive in any parking lot. We wish.
Yeah, so you want to go right? I think that's... There's a wing spot over here. But they might have closed by now if they're that shitty. Like, if you don't know about it.
Yeah. Living in a state like this, everything closes early.
What's the thing you love most about Utah?
The outdoor stuff. The mountains. Hiking.
Why everyone loves?
I guess so. Not everyone. Not everyone loves outdoors in Utah. A lot of people love it for family culture. And
I guess the Mormon-y culture. Mormon-y?
Maybe it's cheap. I don't know. There could be many reasons.
Dude, I just realized how much I use that word. Mormon-y? Is that like...
I doubt that's a word.
But... Do other people use it? I mean, it's a good...
I'm sure other people have used it, yes.
I mean, it makes sense, right, to describe something that displays Mormon cultural values or some shit? I don't know. Hey, but I think they closed down that other...
Oh, I know what you're talking about, I think.
It's like green.
I think, has wings, but I've never eaten there before.
Well, let's go... Do you want to go to About Time? They have wings there for sure, and it's they have like a sports grill.
Yeah, it's a bar.
So yeah, and we can play pool.
Maybe they have wings half off today. Oh, let's play some pool. That sounds fun.
Yeah, some pool, and maybe we can look at some booty. Because booty is the most important thing in prison. It's more important than water. It's more important than food. A man's butt. Have you ever seen that?
No, is that a reference to a show or something?
Well, it's, for one, it was, like, a real recording, this black guy in prison, his name's Sleece Johnson, and he was saying what the most important thing in prison was.
It's ironic or binary.
It was a man's butt is the most important thing, and then they remade him into Boondocks, because it was so funny.
No,
it
was straight.
Oh, that was the place I was telling you, Wingstop.
Oh, that's what you were complaining about, weren't you?
Yeah, that place sucks. I was just telling you about it, just so we can talk about it.
Their wings are super. I went there and I got like 6 wings.
Oh, but there's bath time. You want to go bath time?
Yeah, but you're at the turn.
All right, over there. That's cool. We'll be on a longer podcast. I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry to make you guys listen to more of us.
It's all right. Well, they enjoy it. Maybe, I don't know. But Applebee's, don't they microwave their food?
Pretty sure they do, man. I went there. I don't go there often for things.
Yeah.
There's only a few items I would be willing to try there.
What, well, like a steak?
Their wings are half off on Wednesdays, though. Wednesday. Oh, let's just go there, man.
Do you think that would be a funner atmosphere than playing pool at...
Oh, you're right. I was just thinking that the wings were half off today. I was like, that's a good deal, man. Pay like six,
you are, six really, bucks you really for, are white.
Six huh. bucks for 12 wings.
Dude, see, that's why I like you as a friend, Eric, because you always seek out the good deals, and I'm a broke Mexican. But bath time sounds fun, bro. Let's go. If it's too expensive, we can just bounce. And play. Right. We can play pool and bounce.
All right, sounds good.
Oh,
I don't know what's going to happen in the situation over here.
Yeah, yeah. And plus, so, the police.
If not, then I only have like $30 to my name for like 2 weeks.
Damn. I'll lend you some cash.
Well, the only thing. I'll tell you later, man.
Yeah.
No, it's all good.
Well, let's talk about this. Why do women get really bitchy when they're on their period? Like, is it hormonal? Like, is it like annoying? Like, they have blood all over their pussy, so it's like bothering them all day.
I think it's like you said, they're imbalanced around that period. They're harmonic because of their imbalance. I don't know if harmonic is the word to use. Holy cow.
Right.
But, like, yeah, of course, if someone's going through something like that, men don't have to really go through it. I can, like, you can see why they can be off a little bit.
Right.
It's okay if you're off a little bit, but there's a part where if you can't use it as an excuse, like if you broke your leg or if you did something, got hurt, or... You can't just be like, oh, this is an excuse for me acting this way because I went through something, so I should treat everyone like shit. So
how do you fix that?
It really is a communicational thing, right? Like, you have to be able to communicate and let each other know what's happening. Like, you have to be more patient as a person knowing the circumstance, but this other time you have to understand you're going to be more frustrated going through that and trying to do your best not to go extreme. Like, you can have your moments and not extreme ones like
you know, like you're a child?
Yeah, and then you use that as a reason to justify. And when someone else gives you a reason in return of why you're acting that way, they think you're the one that's justifying your actions. It's all about someone being right. And that's the... But with... Besides, that's not really talking about periods in general, but the...
Yeah.
The, it's definitely... It will impact people's mood, of course.
Right,
it's
right.
It's not like a conspiracy or anything.
Yeah. Well, let's get some wings. Maybe we'll do a video podcast later. Sound good or what?
Yeah, let's see if these wings are a good deal today. Let's go.
All right. Have a good night.